This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Katy Perry and copyright controversy, I guess.
Yeah.
We'll get into that. Derek J's got the story with you tonight, by the way. It is Ian.
And Derek J.
And Steven.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts first, though, to start out this third hour of the program as we go to somebody calling themselves Mrs. Durant, calling from the Virgin Islands. Hello, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Here. Are you listening to us on WVWI there in the Virgin Islands?
Yes.
Excellent. Radio Welcome to the show. Excellent. Thank you. Glad to be on there. Glad to be on live on WVWI, covering the entirety of the Virgin Islands, I think. So go ahead. What were you calling about?
Yeah. I'm so excited. I can't believe I got through.
It's really not that hard. You're the only caller that was on hold. So anyway,
I know.
Believe it. Here you are.
Yeah, I was calling to the topic is my government. Yeah, specifically our legislators, the lawmakers. Their idea of creating revenue, which is one of their basic jobs, creating revenue for the territory, and taxes. Taxes and more taxes, like additional tax.
It never ends, does it? I mean, there's never enough for these bureaucrats.
They don't know what they're doing. You know, how can you add a new tax to hotel tax? We already have our hotel tax, and you're going to add to that. And after the storms, we lost a couple of hotels, major hotels. So there's not that, you know, many hotel occupancy like before. So, I mean, it is ridiculous, the property tax.
So hold on, let me see if I'm following you. You had some major storm damage, lost hotel space, and they decided to go ahead and increase taxes to sort of make up for the lost revenue of the lost hotel space, because the government wants the money, and now all of a sudden the number of rooms are down, so they're not making as much. So we'll just increase, make it so people don't want to come to the Virgin Islands and stay. Make it so it's more expensive to get a hotel. That's going to drive people away, right?
Oh, my God, you explained it perfectly.
Yeah. It sucks having to pay hotel taxes. I mean, that's why we stayed at, when we were in, Mark and I were in New York City last, we found a Catholic-run hotel, and that because it's run by the Catholic Church, they don't have to pay taxes in Manhattan. So we got, like, a hotel room. Now, it isn't the nicest room in the world, but we got a hotel room, and it was okay. For like $164 a night in the heart of, you know, the Chelsea Theater District of Manhattan. It was incredible.
Wow. That must be really frustrating for you.
You know, because then, you know, a lot of people that work in hotels lost jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the unemployment is running out. I mean, if you want revenue, help people to get jobs. Because when you have jobs, you pay your income tax and whatnot. You know, work on that instead of adding more taxes and, you know, doubling property tax on people that are struggling. I mean, our senators are idiots.
Can you tell me, do most people around you feel this way, or do you feel like a lone voice saying this? Because you're like a business owner, right?
No, I'm not a business owner. I'm on a fixed income. Because I have a disability.
Right. If you're on a fixed income.
So what do you care about hotels? You're not staying in hotels, are you?
Well, I have family that work.
Yeah, it's bad for the industry.
You know,
so it affects your family.
Friends.
Well, Well, plus, you know, the hotels are too expensive, and people are deciding they're going to spend time in, you know, the Barbados or somewhere else.
It hurts everywhere.
You know, that can hurt everything.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I guess bureaucrats are all the same.
They sure are.
All around.
Thank you, Mr. Rod.
Good talking to you guys.
Thank you for the call tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you. That's great. That's actually the first call we've had from WVWI down there in quite a long time.
So I like that lady.
Obviously, yeah. I'm sure she understands that government, quote unquote, is illegitimate.
Oh, yeah, she said they're idiots, too, which is always nice, too.
Well, there's a difference between idiotic and legitimate and just, you know, a gang of thieves.
So we have a power outage in the studio.
Yeah, right. Back to the Tesla. The Tesla has ruined Ian's house now.
One of my backup devices is beeping at us.
It's now unplugged.
Yeah.
It's not plugged into the wall. I couldn't unplug it from the car because it electrically locks on. And when the power went out, I can't unlock it.
Oh, my.
Yeah, because it like has a like a mechanism that... You know, you have to push a button and then it will unlock, but it apparently doesn't have power, so it can't do that.
So we might need a little power for just a second.
Yeah, I suspect the breaker's been actually flipped at this point. That's my guess, because one of the lights went out here in the studio. But presumably the battery backups will hold long enough to where we won't actually go off the air. Because I would think the rest of the house would be beeping if the entire house was down. Like if it was Keen's power that actually went out.
This can't be normal. I mean, for most Tesla or electric car drivers, they plug their cars into their garages or whatever. I guess
no,
they get
they don't.
Special setups.
Yeah, you buy this Tesla thing, this power wall charging thing, and then your house can charge a car.
Okay, well, if people are like doing this... It's going to ruin their house.
They're not. Let's not do this anymore.
Yeah.
It was fun. We got to learn.
Yeah, it has been a learning experience here at the LRN studios. Let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist. He's on our Discord call-in lines. Go ahead, Gene.
Yeah, let's see how many people I can anger tonight.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. Let's hear it.
I'm going to be talking about age of consent. And
yep.
Silly.
Go ahead.
Yep, how silly all this is. Now, in the 60s, I think the age of consent was something more like 16.
Well, it is that way in a lot of states, I'd just like to point out. New Hampshire is one of them.
And was homo.
Homo.
And a violation.
Oh, right.
And a violation was maybe 3 months, and all the rock and rollers were hitting the girls that were 16 and
you mean
younger.
Like Elvis Presley?
Like Elvis Presley, mm-hmm. Jerry Lee Lewis. I mean, he married his 14-year-old cousin, whatever.
I mean, why did anyone even form a rock and roll band?
Yeah, really. And I had a lot of friends who went to Vietnam. I never went to Vietnam. They come back talking about all that underage poontang they're getting over there.
Oh, my.
14 years old and so on. So this nonsense about wanting to lock somebody up for 25 years because of this kind of violation when nobody got hurt. Now, I'm going to have to make a confession on the air right now.
Okay.
I am guilty of sexual abuse of a minor, and not just any minor, prepubescent minor.
What?
But I'm also a victim. I was a victim by a girl when I was only 5 years old. So I was sexually abused at the age of 5.
Oh, my.
By a girl.
How old was she?
She was 5 also.
I don't know if that counts as sexual abuse.
Oh, yes. We went, because neither one of us are old enough to consent, and we went out in the garage to play doctor.
Okay, well, I've done that.
Now, as I recall, it was her idea, because she's the one who told me the boys and girls were different. I didn't know.
You didn't believe her.
So we proved it, you know, and we proved it more than once on one occasion in that
garage.
So wait,
just to be clear, the thing you're admitting to was involving this also five-year-old, the two of you together.
Yeah, okay. But I mean, both of us are unable to consent to anything, so therefore we're both victims. But then again, we're both abusers. So, and there's currently, I think they've gotten rid of most, what do they call it, statute of limitations on sexual abuse of minor chick crimes. So technically, both her and I could be sentenced to like 20 years in jail.
Scary. Stand
by. So that's illegal?
Hang on, Gene. We'll continue here in moments. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It may be illegal in some states. I don't know. I'm not an attorney, so...
Fellatio is illegal in some states.
That's true. There's more on the way, and we'll continue. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Brose, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to wake up in the morning whenever you want and work and play whenever you felt like it? Date women under your terms instead of society's? Be a completely free man and live a completely free life? You can live this way. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses, and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk. Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms. That's where Gene the Christian Anarchist is right now. If you want to sound as good as he does, you can just jump into one of those rooms any old time you want during our live show. And, of course, we're live all 7 nights a week, so join our Discord server. There's a little bit of setup involved. You do need to download the Discord app. It's a free app. You do need to create an account. So, you know, you're going to take maybe 5 minutes to get this thing set up. But once it's set up, joining the Discord call-in line rooms is as easy as just pressing on the room and then waiting patiently, and we will join you in there.
It sounds really nice, too.
It really does. It's a huge audio quality upgrade. So especially if you're going to call, you know, often, or even if you're just going to call once, it'll still sound better. And we'll continue with that. I do want to also let you know about Liberty.menu. And you can go to liberty.menu if you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and you agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. If that describes you, you belong at liberty.menu. You ought to be listing the thing that you do. Maybe you've got a business or more than one business, and you want other liberty-minded people, people who care about freedom, to know that your business exists. This is a way that you can do that. Or perhaps you've got digital content that you want to promote. Maybe you're an events coordinator, and you want people to know about your upcoming freedom-friendly event. Get on over to liberty.menu. It's free to have your listings over there. Now, there's some upgrades available, but free to use the site. And I use it to list a variety of different things. Liberty.menu. You can use code FTL and get a special Free Talk Live listener badge there as well. Gene the Christian Anarchist is back with us here calling. Where are you tonight, Gene?
Oh, I'm back in Memphis.
Back in Tennessee. You're calling about playing doctor, something that you did as a small child, and you're saying that is your belief that that is actually a criminal act these days in the United States.
Well, I don't know, but let's say instead of being five, because on the Discord we're talking about people saying that five is too young. Okay, so I don't know what that even means, five is too young. But let's say we were both 12. Now what is it? Are we able to consent to what we did? What if we were 14? Are we able to consent to what
we did?
Well,
you better not take a picture of it, because that's definitely manufacturing child pornography, according to the federal government.
See, these ages are just they're nonsense for the most part. It's what basically, if you don't hurt people, that's what you should live by. Don't hurt people, and don't abuse people, and don't misuse people. But to say that somebody who's 17 can't consent to having a relationship with somebody who's 19, or even somebody who's 60. Who cares? I mean,
well, there's a lot of people who care. I mean, the people who care would say that the person who's 60 is taking advantage of the young person. Okay. That the young person is naive.
But here's the thing: if she can consent to having sex with a 19-year-old, then where's the line that she can't consent? She can't consent to somebody who's 21. How about
in some states, that's
31?
What they say. And like in the state of Florida, for instance, if I recall correctly, there's a certain range of like 16 to, and again, don't quote me on this, to like in the early 20s, where it's okay legally. But if you're
so,
above
who makes up all these lines?
Politicians.
Who's so wise as to make all this stuff up? Where do they get to be so wise?
Well,
you know, why are they so wise?
They're not wise, but they really want to control you. So they come up with. They come up with things that are really normal for everyone, like having a body.
Or experimenting sexually.
Yeah, and like, you know, not wearing clothes, which just seems very natural, and then they make that really bad. And now that's really bad, so now they can control you.
Of course, speaking to each other, we're just kind of patting each other on the back here, but I brought up earlier the Vietnam vets that I went to, you know, that I knew when I was younger, and even I have a lot of friends who are Vietnam vets today. And I know that most of the Vietnam, well, I don't know, say if it's most, but a good number of Vietnam vets in Vietnam were doinking the 14-year-old hookers. And they're going to deny it today, but when they came back from Vietnam, they weren't denying it. They were bragging
about
it.
They're proud of it, huh?
So, yeah, but now today there isn't a single one of them that will admit to it, because they know that it's, you know, it's a political suicide. To admit to something like that. But I guarantee you there were 25-year-olds in Vietnam that were going out with those 14-year-old hookers, paying them money, having a good time. But today, some of those same Vietnam vets are trying to hang anybody for having a sexual relationship with a 17-year-old when they're 20.
Well, I mean, but Gene, you didn't address the objection. I mean, the objection is that somebody who's older is going to take advantage. That, you know, you're saying that these teenagers can consent, but, you know, they haven't been around for a very long time, so they're not as experienced in the ways of the world. Isn't it possible that somebody could prey on them and take advantage of their naivety?
Well, now, you know the age that you can fly an airplane or actually a glider?
I do not know that, no.
You can get a glider's license at, I believe it's 14, and a pilot's license at 15.
Can you just walk in, though? But hold on. Can you just walk into an airport and say, I want to take the test at age 14, or do you have to have your parents' consent?
Oh, well, you got to go through all the training before you can take the test.
But what I mean is, do you have to have the parents' consent to go through the training, or can you just walk in there with, you know, $1,000 and plunk it down and say, I want to start taking the trainings? Do you need consent?
I don't know, but let's assume that you do need consent. Mm-hmm. Even so, at 16, you're a pilot in command of an aircraft.
Sure.
You can fly all by yourself all over the country, and yet you can't consent to sex.
Why does this issue matter to you? It doesn't seem relevant
in your
life.
It matters to me because I see a lot of people being labeled as a sex offender, put on lists. I have a 25-year-old son who fortunately has not gotten into any trouble like that, but it's the biggest nightmare of my life is if he should ever get involved with a 17-year-old. Mm-hmm. And wind up going to jail and having his life basically ruined for the rest of his life.
Look what happened to Cody Wilson. I mean, the founder or CEO of Defense Distributed, the guy that created basically the 3D printable gun. He's facing, I don't know, 20 plus years in prison because he had allegedly had sex with a 16-year-old.
17-year-old.
I thought who lied, by the way.
Yeah,
she claimed to be of age.
I believe she was 17.
That's not a defense, though. That you can't use that as your defense.
Well, how the hell
are you
supposed to know?
Yeah.
You sure should be able to use that as a defense. And she was advertising on an adult. She was advertising on an adult website.
Probably DNA half-life testing.
Right. I think it was all a setup to get him out of the limelight because I think the feds let that girl into the website. They probably knew that he was searching for people, and they probably somehow arranged for those two to match up and then came and busted him for it. Because this is just too good.
I think the world is more sad than that.
I was in jail.
Just a normal hooker.
Yeah. I was in jail with a guy here in Keene who was 19, and he alleged that his boyfriend was something like 16. And in New Hampshire, age of consent for homosexual sex
it's
is
different.
18. So the mom puts the boyfriend in jail.
It's insane. Gene, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts. If you want to jump in, you're welcome, too. Our toll-free number is 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump insists his attack on Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings are supported by African Americans. He spoke before going to a Virginia event commemorating the 400th anniversary of the Western Hemisphere's first representative assembly, where black lawmakers were going to boycott his appearance.
They're fighting against their people because the African-American people have been calling the White House. They have never been so happy as what a president has done.
He touted his administration's work on prison reform and the black unemployment. He re-upped his criticism of Cummings, saying the congressman has helped to oversee corruption in Baltimore. South Korea says North Korea has fired several unidentified projectiles off its east coast. South Korea's Joint Chief of Staff says they're not exactly sure what type of missiles were fired.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in and bring up anything that's on your mind. You fired up about something like Gene the Christian Anarchist, you can just call in and let off a little steam. Get your opinion out there to some of the audience. Now, some in the chat room are saying that Gene shouldn't have called in about that because it might upset some people and turn them off to the ideas of freedom. And I got to say that I think it's an important topic. I think it's an important conversation to have because this can affect a lot of people. And a lot of them will get caught up in criminal charges for doing something that just comes entirely naturally. I mean, there's been so many, let's say, males in their early 20s who have a teenage girlfriend and it's a completely consensual act, but yet mom finds out and goes to the police, and then the male ends up getting catching criminal charges and going to prison for something that both parties, except mom, wanted to happen. And I just think that's tragic.
There's more beyond criminal charges that happen when there's suppression of sex and experimentation. Like, certain things were illegal, homosexuality, for instance.
There's still some states where sodomy is illegal.
Yeah, well, so you have to go hide. You can't do it in a nice, clean place because you're going to be found out. So you have to go hide, and you can't get information about it. I mean, it's illegal, so you can't learn how to do it safely. Then you're more exposed to diseases.
Right.
You know. You're sneaking around, you have to lie, and then, like, it ruins your character.
This is what prohibition does. It has all kinds of nasty consequences.
Right, and if you can't learn about it, then you might get pregnant. You know, like, it's so weird. There's so much suppression of information about sex. And I think, like, there's
at least in the United States, right?
Yeah, in the United States. But probably everywhere. I mean, The United States probably has more information overall than any other place.
About sex?
Just in general.
Well, I mean, historically, European nations have always been more open to sexual content, like on their televisions, for instance, or nudity in the streets is more acceptable in those places.
Right.
Yeah, but places like Japan, it's more repressed, and yeah. It ends up being, like, oddly perverted.
Of course.
The way that, like, the result...
That's where tentacle porn came from.
Right, and lots of other stuff, like panties from a vending machine is the yeah. popular thing there, and it's like...
I will say this, I didn't see panties in a vending machine when I was in
Japan. Okay, well, I would say it's so popular it's on every corner, but, like, it exists, yeah. and... You don't see that in places where people are sexually healthy and open.
Yeah. Well, that's the reason why the tentacle porn came about, was because, as I understand it at least, you know, the showing actual intercourse, showing the male genitalia is prohibited. And so they either have to blur it out, right, in whatever porn they have, mm-hmm. including animated porn. Well, tentacles are not prohibited. So
oh,
somebody,
right?
Somebody came up with demon, you know, demon tentacle porn. Hey, let's go to Vaginatarian. She wants to weigh in on this. Also on our Discord chat, discord.lrn.fm. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So just calling to rebut Gene a little bit.
Okay.
So I get where Gene is coming from. I have a kid brother. He's 19 years old. And the last thing I'd want is for some stigma on him because got drunk and then took a leak in a park or something and it was by a playground. Like, everyone's heard that story. I don't want something bad to happen to him because of how hard it is to sort of navigate.
Or what if he gets, you know, has sex with a 15-year-old girl who lied and told him she was 18? You know, that can happen too.
Or he sends a picture that he shouldn't have and she exploited it. I do understand Gene's point. My rebuttal is that this topic gets dangerously close to like an icky factor when in the libertarian community, and sometimes it's the age of consent particularly will be a big turnoff for people, and they'll just flat out shut down.
Sure. I suspect this is one of the reasons why a lot of libertarians get very hostile towards people that talk about this this issue. I have had people targeting me as a result of that within this community because I had a teenage girlfriend for a number of years, and that really bothered those people.
Yeah, and I see the points that are being made. My thing is, I think it's kind of hard enough, one, to attract people to liberty, and then two, to attract women to the ideas of liberty. And just speaking as a woman, this is going to be extremely hard to get women on board, when not necessarily saying like an older man dating a younger woman, but especially when you get into the realms of children. And I know it's hard to define a child. I know that the government has...
It's really not hard to define a child. I mean, a child is somebody who hasn't hit puberty yet. I mean, go look it up. It's there in the dictionary.
You could do, like, a scientific definition of a... I mean, to me, that's like defining a child in the stage of a physiological development. Mm-hmm. But as far as a parent goes, a parent is not going to see their child as that, especially a mother. They're going to see their child in their age of mental maturity and sexual maturity and know that child better than anybody else and not want that child to be taken advantage of in a sexual manner. So
I don't want anybody to be taken advantage of. I mean, whether it's, you know, dropping roofies in somebody's drink, you know, poisoning or whatever, just to take advantage of them, or whether it's taking advantage of somebody's mental state, whether it be because they're too young and inexperienced or because they're inebriated at a bar. I don't think anybody should be taken advantage of.
I think you guys do a great job of being very specific when you do bring up age of consent and having these discussions and talking about the appropriate age for dating. I think you are very good at always being specific. I only wanted to mention how it should be noted that this topic needs to be tread carefully and in that specific manner because it will turn off so many women and so many people from the liberty movement.
Why is it women that it's turning off, in your opinion?
In a lot of cases,
women are just, sorry to interrupt you here, but in a lot of cases, women are sexual aggressors. They don't get a lot of credit for that, but it's definitely true. And in the case of a young woman who is a sexual aggressor, people will look at that and they'll say, oh, well, he should have said no. She was being taken advantage of, even though she was the one who was making all of the aggressive moves.
That's a fault, I think, with women right now anyways, that they women won't even admit that they're wearing makeup on purpose to the office for the reason of attracting men. So I think that's like a whole other route to be going down. But from personal experience and opinion, I would say that the topic can be brought up and it can be discussed, but when you get into anything younger than puberty, or, I mean, even like, especially these days, because the Generation Z just has a different life experience than the rest of us did growing up, strictly with the internet and with a vaster access to information, like, I think they could be considered mentally younger. And so for women, it's just, it gets closer to the ickiness factor quicker, I think, for women.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that the younger you're talking about, the more weird and icky it can be. I mean, Gene definitely called in tonight, and he brought up an example from his own life. And I mean, I can't fault the guy for that. I mean, I think a lot of people have done the playing doctor thing at various different young ages, and I don't think anybody came out of that saying that they had been abused. I mean, I've never heard anybody tell me that, no matter what their age was, that playing doctor somehow damaged them as a young person. That said, if we're talking about an adult, you know, having some sort of sexual relations with somebody prior to puberty, I think there's something that's very inherently wrong about that. I mean, that person cannot, the young person in that case, cannot physically even handle sex, let alone the mental capacity of all of that.
Well,
so
they
normally
can't be sexually attracted to the other person.
Sure.
I think that's an important thing. Like, if you do have a sexual attraction, or you can, then perhaps it's time.
It's usually because you've hit puberty and, you know, you're going through that development process.
Right. If you can't do that, then, yeah, obviously.
And that's normally where when it does come up on Free Talk Live, it usually has to do with people who are, you know, teenagers, right? Like, because that's usually what's in the news. It's usually somebody who's getting sent to prison for some non-crime of having sexual intercourse with somebody under an arbitrary age set by the government. And I think more people can relate to that because a lot of people had sex for the first time as a teenager. So that tends to be where we focus on. But even so, obviously some people get really upset about that because maybe they did have a negative experience while they were a teenager. Maybe they did have somebody who they felt was taking advantage of them, and they feel like that will happen to everybody, even though it doesn't. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, He knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. You can
do it if you try. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Yeah, we'll talk about the tough topics. We'll do it here. If you want to call in, you can bring up anything that you want. We were going to talk about Katy Perry, and I think that we should get into that.
You want to?
Yeah, well, you want to.
God, I heard Katy Perry is this huge thief. Steals really? Everything, has no bit of artistic creation at all. She stole her entire marketing corporation and everything from this one guy.
I don't know about that, but the claim is that she stole a Christian rap song.
Oh, really? And it wasn't Christian Side Hug, was it?
No, the jury agrees. What is Christian Side Hug?
Seriously, you've never heard Christian Side Hug?
Not the song. I mean, I was raised in the church, so I'm familiar with the concept.
You know about the Christian Side Hug.
Yeah,
okay.
I experienced it many times, but it's not.
You guys had Side Hug in your church?
Absolutely.
We had straight on hugs.
Real hugs.
No, but you're from the South.
Yeah, we're very friendly in Texas.
Yeah.
So the Christian Side Hug, there's a whole song, there's a rap song about it that that took place, I don't know, 15 years ago or something like that. We were on the air on Free Talk Live back in the day when this came out, and like this was probably pre-YouTube, but it is on YouTube now. So if you look up Christian Side Hug,
I'm looking it up.
It'll probably come up. And they have like these mega church conferences where they have, I don't know, hundreds if not thousands of attendees at these things.
Yeah.
And they have Christian bands come on stage and play their Christian music. Well, they have a song all about the Christian side hug. Now, some argue that this was...
In the church? It wasn't like a parody song?
Well, some argue it was a parody, but it happened at a Christian conference. I think it was legitimate. Personally, but it's hilarious.
These churches have thousands of people in them. It's more than just thousands.
Yeah. Well, you'll have to wait till we've played it on the air multiple times over the years. Okay. I don't want to take away from the Katy Perry story.
Yeah.
It is hilarious though. So
yeah, I want to know what you think about this.
Sorry to interrupt, but yeah, Katy Perry used to be a Christian artist.
Yeah, I did know that. Mm-hmm. That's what makes this story a little bit more convincing because she claims she never heard the song. So here's the story: jury says Katy Perry's Dark Horse copied a Christian rap song.
Okay.
So some rapper got upset. He's like, "Hey, that's my song."
Jesus said I should sue you.
Yeah, and then he decides to drag her into court and
because that's
take her
what
money.
Jesus would do.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty pathetic.
He stole her money.
So here's the story from the Associated Press in Los Angeles. A jury on Monday found that Katy Perry's 2013 hit Dark Horse improperly copied a 2009 Christian rap song in a unanimous decision. that represented a rare takedown of a pop superstar and her elite producer by a relatively unknown artist.
Because she's got money for attorneys.
Now, why should a jury decide this? Like, a jury, okay, we're going to play this song, and then we're going to play this song. And you get to decide, did Katy Perry steal this song? Like, how do you know if Katy even listened to or was aware of? Right. She claims she wasn't aware of the song.
I mean, I believe her because, look, a lot of these pop music songs, it's not
they're
like
all the same.
Right. It's not
formulaic.
Like the beats are intricate or anything like that. They're pretty basic.
His voice wasn't on the recording. It wasn't like it was his song.
Yeah.
Yeah. So questions from the jury during their two full days of deliberations had suggested that they might find only some of the defendants liable for copyright infringement. The case focused on the notes and the beats of the song, not the lyrics or the recording, as you point out, Stephen. And the questions suggested that Perry might be off the hook. But in a decision that left many in the courtroom surprised, jurors found all six songwriters and all four corporations that released and distributed the songs were liable, including Perry and Sarah Hudson, who wrote the songs, who wrote only the song's words, and Juicy J, who only wrote the rap he provided for the song. Perry was not present when the verdict was read. So it's like, come on.
These none people, of which was created by this Christian rapper.
Yeah, a group of people made a song, and then somehow a bunch of idiots from Los Angeles get rolled into a courtroom to decide, hey, do you want to take Katy Perry's money? Do you want to take money from this rich person and give it to this Christian rap artist? I mean, and they're like, yeah.
Damn,
yeah,
big corporations, too. There's four corporations. You could take their money.
Mm-hmm. I mean, doesn't it feel more powerful? I think this is like an issue with the jury situation, and I don't know really what's
an issue
better
with copyright. I mean, the fact is, that's what this is based on. It's the idea that, oh, you put these notes in this order before this other person put the same notes in the same order. Therefore, you can now get a bunch of money.
Yes. But also, you're right about it. It's an issue with juries. Like, these juries don't know anything about music and the recording industry or any of that.
Yeah, it's kind of alarming to me that the fate of a person like me or any other producer of a thing could be put into the hands of just a bunch of idiots off the street, and that they're supposed to be somehow wise enough to decide, you know, is this criminal? Or should my money be stolen from me? I mean, it's like, it doesn't seem right.
Well, plus, how are you supposed to do your due diligence? Okay, let's say you are the songwriter, okay, and I don't know anything about making music, but if as you're coming up with whatever beats or, you know, tune that you're creating, how are you supposed to know whether that has already been done? Are you supposed to comb over the catalog of, hundreds of thousands of songs that have been copywritten over the last 100 years just to see, you know, run some sort of computer program to see if the beats that you've ordered have already been used by Dr. Dre or some Christian rap artist or whoever? I mean, this
but
sounds
even
like
if that possible. Were possible, I think it would be a bad idea and it would hurt music because
hurt music.
If something is similar, you know, that's fine. Yeah, there are a lot of songs that sound similar, but I'm glad that both exist. You know, the Vanilla Ice and the Queen song.
Well, wasn't there a suit regarding that?
There was, but I'm glad that both songs exist.
This
They're
is also the basis for music creation. Like, musicians take
all
inspiration. Sounds,
yeah.
rhythms, and patterns from other music.
They can't help it.
They love these sounds, and so they want to augment them and put them out in different ways and be creative. This is totally absurd.
Well, and Stephen, you do some DJing. You kind of gotten into this as in the last, what, year or so of
Couple
your
years.
Life, basically? You've gotten into this. And if you look in the electronic music world, there's a much more kind of open, or at least that's the way it seems to me. I'm not deep within that world. But it seems like the artists and the producers there are more likely to kind of share tracks. And there's remixes, of course, that happen in a lot of electronic music where there's good stuff that comes out of this. The fact that these people have more freedom, perhaps, to, and maybe they're asking permission, maybe they're licensing, I don't know, but being able to actually do that gives you more of a variety that you can choose to listen to, and more choice is a good thing.
Yeah,
I want to know how
they
much
use
money
it for live performance, and then, I mean, I'll use all kinds of exact copies of music that people have made in live performance, and then I mix them together and things and release those.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it will get caught with copyright infringement on YouTube or something like that. But there are laws that say if you reuse like more than X% of the song, then it's the same song.
Hmm.
That almost seems kind of fair. Like, if there was a court where these sorts of things were decided, they were, like, experts in, you know, did you rip off a song or not? I mean, it would be like Sony court, right? Like, the record companies would have their own deciding, like, oh, did you take something that's too similar?
Nah, but it's stupid anyway, because, like, as a musician, you aren't guaranteed to have money. Like, you're just making music because you want to make music
most
of the time.
And speaking of money, how much money should this guy get? So he claimed that all six of these people or whatever, including the rapper who wrote a riff over the song and someone else who did, like, a little bit of beats. Okay, all of you owe him money now, and the jury doesn't decide that.
They
like,
didn't decide the amount? That's the judge?
That's not the... I mean, they don't do sentencing, right? So, like, juries just decide guilty or not.
In most cases, they don't. This is a civil case, though, right?
I don't know, but it doesn't say that, like... the jury doesn't get to say, okay, well, we think you should get $20 for this. It's like, that's going to be up to someone else. And it's like a perverse incentive for juries to be, like, having the power to say, okay, yeah, you ripped off this song. Now I get to walk away and not have anything weighing on my conscience because I didn't take any money from you. I didn't say, you know, but really they did. They're putting Katy Perry on the hook for possibly millions of dollars.
Could be millions, yeah, because this is a big song. I mean, anything she does pretty much becomes a big song. She's a superstar.
Yeah, and this was 2013, so like...
When this song came out?
Yeah, 2013 when this song came out. So now it is 6 years later. If she's like Lauryn Hill or some of the other artists who have made it big, they're number one artists, but then they spent their money. Like, she only made so much money, and then you spend it all as a
superstar.
Blow it
on a mansion that drops in value
or something. And then later on, someone says, oh, hey, you owe me $1 million. She's like, I don't have it anymore.
Sell your house.
Yeah.
I mean, you're moving into an apartment, Katie. Sorry.
It just doesn't seem right.
It's not right.
When I read this headline, I just thought, you know, that's really wrong. And shame on this jury and anyone who agrees with them.
Shame on the artist who brought the case.
Yeah, he's pathetic.
Because if he hadn't have brought the case, you know.
No, you can bring a case and be like, complain about anything you want. But if anyone
that's like saying, like, oh, you're not to blame for calling the cops.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, you got to know.
Fair.
He
brought the violence of the government down on this.
He's the only one to blame here.
Okay, that's true.
Hey, check these guys out over at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. They are the folks behind AnyPay. We talk a lot about AnyPay here, and it's a great way to accept Bitcoin and other great cryptocurrencies at your business. Go to HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and thanks for being here, guys.
Great way to secretly get Bitcoin.
Indeed. You don't have to tell anybody you're doing it, but you probably want to tell your customers about it. All right, see you tomorrow, FreeTalkLive.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
What good is living in a free society if you don't live a free life? Are you able to do whatever you really want to do? Being stuck in a job or difficult business? Or being locked into a relationship with a woman you might like, but you're not free to do what you want? I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create location-independent income and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.